Russian missile attacks have killed at least 23 people in Vinnytsia, Ukraine, including 3 children. Ukrainian officials are calling it an act of terrorism. NPR's Brian Mann just left Vinnytsia a few hours ago and joins us now from Kyiv. And Brian, we know that missiles hit an office block, a medical center, and some residential areas. What did you see there?
You know, Tanya, it's really crazy. You drive through Vinnytsia, and it's this kind of pretty little mid-sized Ukrainian city. Looks very modern. You know, everything's peaceful as you drive through many of the neighborhoods. And it's just devastated. You know, at least 2 of these very large cruise missiles apparently launched from a submarine in the Black Sea. Russian missiles hit right in these blocks, shredded these buildings, knocked out windows, stripped rooftops away in all the buildings around. Just a scene of devastation, and still a lot of first responders and emergency crews on the scene trying to find victims. There are still about 9 people that they haven't been able to account for.
You had the opportunity to talk with people there. What have they shared with you about their experience?
Well, they're heartbroken, they're sad, they're frightened, they're also angry. You know, one of the things that's fascinating here is that you speak to people who are Russian ethnic people. They speak Russian, they have deep ties to Russia. And so again and again, and we've been hearing this throughout this war, people just, they say to us as journalists, why is this happening? Why are the Russians doing this to us? The sense of fear is palpable. Person after person, they say they just don't know when this might happen next.
Ukrainian officials are also now using the term terrorism to refer to this attack in Vinnytsia and similar attacks across the country. And in response, Russia has said they're not officially targeting civilians. Why is this a distinction of whether it was a terrorist attack important?
Well, this is something people have wrestled with in war for a long time. You know, there is this horrible term that we use, collateral damage, and sometimes in military operations that have legitimate military targets, civilians do get caught up in that, and it's a big moral and ethical question. But I think what everyone agrees here in Ukraine is that with this Russian invasion, we have seen a pattern, just a factual pattern going beyond what Ukrainian officials say, of Russians deliberately targeting civilian areas, knocking out whole neighborhoods of cities, just, you know, steamrolling past areas where there is no apparent military value. And I think people who are using this word terrorism, they do connect the dots, that the effort does appear to be on some level to cow the Ukrainian people, to try to pressure them into, you know, pushing for some kind of peace deal.
Mm. If Russia is trying to wear down Ukrainians, as you've stated, to force the Zelensky government to talks, is it working?
Yeah, you know, as far as I can tell, and I've spoken to a lot of Ukrainians, the answer is no. It seems to be having the opposite effect. People are scared and they are heartbroken, but they're also really angry, and they also just don't trust the Russians anymore. You know, in areas that have been occupied, there have been what many officials describe as forced deportations. There's been the use, according to a great deal of evidence that's been gathered, the use of rape as a form of intimidation and terror. And so the people here don't seem to be backing down from that kind of pressure. They seem angered by it. One other question, though, Tanya, is whether there's anything that the Ukrainians can do to stop these missile attacks. And I did speak with a senior Air Force spokesman, Yuri Ignat, about this. And here's what he told me. What Yuri Ignat told me is that the Ukrainian Air Force is actually managing to shoot down a lot of these Russian cruise missiles. There's not likely any way to stop all of these missile attacks, but they do say that they can reduce the kind of devastation that we've seen in the last couple of days if there are better, more modern defensive weapons provided to Ukraine's Air Force.
There are these growing calls for the international community to form a special tribunal, essentially, to hold Russia accountable for war crimes. What is the latest on that?
Well, this is something that Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has pushed for repeatedly. Again, so far, more than 40 countries, Tanya, have agreed to coordinate investigations into these suspected war crimes in Ukraine. And what this, you know, the place where this could be sort of significant on the ground is it could further isolate Russia. You know, Russia is already moving toward being a pariah state in much of the West. You know, this is something that could add even more diplomatic pressure in Moscow.
NPR's Brian Mann, who's been to Vinnytsia, Ukraine, where Russian missile attacks have destroyed parts of civilian neighborhoods and killed at least 23 people. Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Tanya.